Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Yeah. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
And now, our host, the MC, the Master of I had the pleasure of meeting our guest on tonight's show at her Malibu Pig Ranch and had the pleasure of enjoying so many aspects of what she has to offer to the world, and we're going to talk about that. We've titled this show Foraging Intuitively, Getting Back to Our Roots, and you'll see why, because our guest is the intuitive forager. So I know what foraging means, and then getting back to our roots, but I just thought, let me just look it up real quickly, and the actual meaning of the word foraging is the act of searching for food and provisions. And I thought, yeah, that's what I thought it meant. But, you know, I don't think of searching for food and provisions in my normal day-to-day life other than looking through the cupboards. And if it's not there or the refrigerator, going to the store. And, of course, this conversation takes it to a whole other level and beyond. So I'm going to leave it at that, as we're going to be talking with Carrie Clasby about that. And a little later on, live music with the Beverly Hillbillies with some musical guests that you all have heard on the show before and will enjoy again, all on the Life Changes at Home edition when we come back after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio. This is the Life Changes Show at Home edition, and I am here online with Mark Lejeur.
I tell you what, what we have tonight is such a special show. The magic that I've been experiencing at the Malibu Fig Ranch, and the more I learn, and the wisdom that Carrie brings forth, and the people she's working with, and the experience, and the ambiance and the wisdom, it's just a fabulous experience, and it's something that I think needs to be brought into every one of our communities, especially in today's world.
Mark, you took the words right out of my mouth. Actually, I was going to say Carrie Clasby, you are an experience. Being around you and in your space and big space at that, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. So let us experience Carrie Clasby. She is, let me start this way. Farm to Table is an authentic food movement, which hopefully we'll get a chance to chat about as well, led in many ways by our guests, known as one of the country's top organic farming and foraging experts. She is the intuitive forager and the owner of Malibu Fig Ranch. Welcome to the show, Carrie Clasby.
Yay!
Yay!
I mean,
so Carrie, hello, great to have you with us. Can we start with why you chose the word foraging?
Sure. Hold on. Let me turn this thing on. Let me just say, conscious men and women to have these discussions, because I often sing down here, it's Slim Pickens.
Okay, so if you wouldn't mind getting closer to the phone or the mic, I missed part of that. I'm sorry.
How about now, Brown Cow?
Yes, perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you a technical question. How do I turn this thing off on my computer? Messages, I guess I'll just delete them, right? So I chose the word foraging because I was going through finding the best produce for my children and family, organic grown, and it was like I was, you know, combing farms and fields and forests. And a chef said to me at one point, "Boy, you're really the ultimate forager, aren't you?" And I said, "Well, it's the intuitive foraging that counts." And he happened to be looking at the time for a lemon geranium, which was hard to find. And I just happened to have it on my truck. And he was blown away by that.
You know, one of the things I was blown away with, speaking of, since you use that word, I'm going to jump in here, and I got to experience some of your food and the flavors individually and collectively, and not even mentioning the ambiance and all of everything that else comes with it. But you start with not only the freshest ingredients, but the best ingredients that can be had. Which one would think that's just food, but sadly, it's not these days, right?
Correct. And also, remember, everything has energy, and good energy, bad energy, whatever you're bringing to the table is what you're bringing into your body. So intuition and following it is a way of life, and there's never been any downside. All the produce that we buy, we could stand behind 100%, from the farmers, what their growing practices are, when they're picking it, what varieties they're choosing, and that's what we want to do in life, too, I believe.
Well, and one of the things that I think is important to say right at the top here is that not all food is food, and actually you had an experience that was almost a rude awakening to that, right, with one of your sons.
Yes. So I was going off to the markets, the regular markets, and buying what I thought was beautiful produce. It was beautiful looking, but it certainly wasn't organic, and I didn't know the importance of organic at the time. I was not really in touch with that part, the intuitive part of that. And my son and our family, my children, went to a Jack in the Box at the time and got a E. coli infection. And the little one continued to not be able to defeat it, whereas my older son and my husband were able to. And so I sent off everything to a parasitologist, and he came back and he said, in Southern California, a lot of people have a protozoa, much like a giardia, except it's from the Mexican field supply protozoas that come from the practices like defecating in the fields. And so I said, well, what do I do? And the doctor said, well, you've got to know who you're farmer is and know what kind of growing practices they are. So I started investigating, and now the collection of farmers that I have are the men and women that are transparent and willing to make a pledge about their growing practices so that we know what we're doing. Because as is so poignant right now, we have a comorbidity issue, and that's because we have contaminated our environment, and we need to help each other. We need to be a Sherpa to each other to bring us back to where we, these viruses are not killing us, that they are just increasing our immune power rather than destroying us.
Wow. I in all this time, I have never heard those words put together like that. Please repeat them. Viruses, so that viruses are not killing us, they're what?
They're in boosting our immune system. In other words, there's been some evidence that if you had SARS, you're not getting COVID. Or if you've had COVID, your body knows the next time a COVID-like virus comes around, it has the immune power to recognize it and destroy it. So that we destroy the viruses rather than allowing the viruses to destroy us. Because as a famous doctor said recently, if all the dolphins in the ocean were getting sick, you wouldn't say there's something wrong with the dolphins, because the dolphins were meant to thrive in the ocean. You'd say, well, the ocean's contaminated. And that's the same with us. Human beings were meant to live and live long and prosper on the earth. But what we've done is we have contaminated our environment so much that our protective systems start going down. So that's the purpose of living right, in living intuitively and eating intuitively, so that your immune system, you know, that intuition knows what your body needs. And so as we hone into that force, that power within us, that wisdom, we will be able to fight viruses, toxic energies, plagues, and all other kinds of dark forces.
Wow! So Carrie is just embarked. She's been doing this kind of thing all her life, but she's just embarked upon some new things that are very exciting, and we'll be building into, along with what she's doing, the Center for Regenerative Architecture, Agriculture, and Well-Being at the Malibu Fig Ranch. So go to Facebook and find her at, you can put in Malibu Fig Ranch. I found her that way. Otherwise, I think it's The Farm at Malibu on Facebook, and you can find her either way. And connect there so that you can see all the exciting things that are coming, because this is where it's at when it comes to food and what we need as part of our life. So we're going to be talking more with Carrie when we come back, and a little later on, the Beverly Hills Bellies will be joining us for live music, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Carrie Clasby, and she is the intuitive forager. And, you know, Carrie, I realize that just like I mentioned about foraging and how we don't normally think of foraging for food through the desert, or through the forest, I mean, through the wherever, actually. See, I don't even know. Through the woods, where do we, where would the human being be foraging for food? Just like we don't think of that, and you can answer that if you want, but farm to table, I don't know that people really think about that a lot in general. So could you speak to that too?
Farm to table as a movement is really going back to our roots. I was going to joke around and say it goes back to John Adams, but it goes back further than that.
Oh my God, that's inside joke. I love it.
It's an ancient thing, but the truth is that science is now able to prove what the ancients knew intuitively. And so once you pick something, the process of degradation of the nutrition goes down exponentially. For example, I was talking to Mark about the women in Cleveland when they opened up the Cleveland market probably 50, 60 years ago. They were devastated because they knew then that they could have refrigeration and they wouldn't know how old the produce was. Mm. Whereas in the old days, the trucks would show up, pick that morning, and then they'd show up in the afternoon with the fresh picked produce that the women would come and get. Or a farmer would drive all night and deliver to the city. So what we're trying to do is go back to our roots of community eating and sharing and using our intuition to know, okay, what is my intuition showing me that I am craving? Today I had a couple of people at the farm who are doing a juice fast, and they're doing, you know, just all these juices that are good for their immune system. I'm doing cilantro, celery, and kale. So your intuition has the power to be able to heal you, just like sitting quietly and doing meditation has the power to tap you into what the intuition, the wordless knowing is available to you.
Well, so you mentioned earlier a fast food chain, and I was thinking in connection to the women being upset about the refrigeration because you wouldn't know when the food was picked, bringing those two together, not only refrigeration, but now preservatives. So when we end up at the fast food joints, that's about as far as you can get, I think, from farm to table.
You cut out just a little bit in the beginning. You said that women were upset about the food being picked, and what did you say after that?
And refrigerated. That's one level. Now the next level is preservatives. It could last almost forever.
Correct. And also, you know, people don't know what free radicals are in inflammation. Well, inflammation is the body's response to knocking out poisons. And all of these preservatives, the body doesn't know what to do with them. So it starts to go into overdrive. So we have so many issues that are coming out clearly to us. Like, we've got to change the paradigm. And you know what's so interesting? That I have spent most of my life selling to the chefs. They were the ones that wanted most of, you know, it was the distribution process was the easiest and the most quick for the chefs. I pick it, bring it to the table. It was in the restaurant right away. And my Malibu Fig Ranch has a farm stand that's been here since 1954. Well, COVID has brought people out in droves wanting to change the way that they are buying their food and knowing when where and when it came from.
Wow. So, and not just your stand, but are you saying all over?
Yes, everywhere.
Wow.
And there's something beautiful about the silver lining, of course, is that people are home. And they have more. They had to do more cooking. Restaurants were closed. So all this processed food. I often say, eat right, feel right. Now, I don't know what's right for you to eat, but I know you know what's right for you to eat. And so when people eat right, they begin to feel great. And so much of our sluggishness is from that processed food that the body doesn't know what to do with.
So do you have I know you teach, and you teach children, actually adults as well, at the ranch.
Yes.
And actually, one of the most beautiful things I overheard you say, you were whispering to somebody, and I was just standing there. I wasn't trying to pay attention. But when you said there's a group of kids that want to come and they don't have money, and we have to find a way to subsidize and make that happen. And I thought you are that and so much more. And so thank you for that. And if anybody's out there that's listening that wants to be able to support that kind of heart that goes into sharing this information that's important, especially for the children and the food for that matter, by all means, where should they go to meet with you? Facebook, Instagram,
well,
where are you?
Instagram is the intuitive _forager or the Malibu Fig Ranch. And we are also on Facebook as Carrie Clasby mostly. And
I'm here
out at my farm right now. And we have two families of owls, and they're swooping around, and I have, during the day, I have the raptors, and we have the children come, and we play and sing songs, and we have a farm-to-table camp. So you can come tomorrow morning, a child can come at 9:30, and then we start making soup, and they pick their food, and we talk about the food. And then we have adult education, and we do events. We're watching a movie. We are regenerative, which is a term in agriculture, which means that you keep all your carbon in the soil, and the whole thing is the protection of a healthy living soil, because the soil is like your blood supply in the human body. The soil is where the plant takes the nutrients out of. So we do classes in composting, and we do meditation classes and yoga, and we do all kinds of we're having the Kiss the Ground that came out with a movie, and we're going to be showing documentaries outside. And we serve farm-to-table food as well.
So what I was going to ask you is, how can one start? For those who can, I hope they come to the Malibu Fig Ranch. And for those who are starting to think about this, how can they start being intuitive as to what they want to eat, their body wants to eat?
Yeah, I think that... you know, you could say to little children, as I do, we put down two things. You know, if you put down a picture of a McDonald's hamburger and you put down a picture of carrots. And most little children most little children may crave the McDonald's hamburger, but they know that the carrot is the thing that's good for them. And they walk around the field eating a lot of the produce that we have. And and even the homeless people, you know, I serve the homeless. They on Monday we bring the homeless food down to the Methodist Church, and the women there make these beautiful meals. And I went to Santa Monica, and I said to this homeless guy, "How are you eating? How are things going?" He said, "Oh, we get plenty of food." And I said, "Have you ever been to the Malibu homeless one?" He said, "Oh, that's gourmet." And it was like, even he knew. I said, "What did you like?" And he told me about the cherry tomatoes, how great they were. And those were our cherry tomatoes. So we all know what good food is. And once we make a commitment to ourselves and our own self-care, the rest falls into place easily. If you come to the farm stand, I think you'd experience the farm stand, Filippo. We have so many varieties out there that we allow you to look at, try. So, and then you start eating what you know is right for you. Everybody's different. When you research all of this, everybody has a haplotype that's different, which is, you know, what your descendants eat or ate, and who can handle milk, and who's supposed to be eating meat and who's not. Each person needs to find their intuitive way, because it's your body and your soul knows what's great for you and where you're going to thrive.
Wow, you are great for us. And no, unfortunately, I walked past the stand. But I'll be coming back to the stand and to all kinds of stuff. And so I'm looking forward to that. So When we come back, more
have with... the entertainment to enjoy. Sorry to interrupt you.
What about the entertainment? Sorry.
Oh, we have great entertainment. We have live entertainment here at the farm in the weekends, and so it's great to come and just sit and relax and disconnect in order to reconnect.
Yes, indeed. Well, and actually, the entertainment tonight is we happen to already have known them and have had them on the show. But being that you're on, and we know that they perform also along with others at the Malibu Fig Ranch, we have the Beverly Hillbillies, otherwise known as Lucinda Monroe King and Colin James Martin, who will be joining us in just a little bit. So Carrie mentioned that a great place to reach her is on Instagram and on Facebook. Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, Clasby, C-L-A-S-B-Y. And oh, by the way, on the Life Changes show page for Carrie Clasby, you'll see this great video that she made where she talks about her life and about the Malibu Fig Ranch. So all more on that when we come back with Carrie right after this on the Life Changes show.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Carrie Clasby. She's owner of the Malibu Fig Ranch and the Intuitive Forager. Carrie, the regenerative agriculture, that's where it's at for our future of food, right?
Yes, I mean, and even fires. I lost my house in three or four outbuildings and vehicles, and I saved my farm stand during the Woolsey fire 2 years ago on November 9th. And the areas of the farm that did well were the areas that had living roots. And regenerative agriculture is all about planting native plants that will establish green root systems. It's amazing. Fire doesn't burn green. And it's funny because what we do is the opposite of what we should be doing, which is to plant natives and or plant any plants and keep the palm trees and the eucalyptus trees away from structures. So Malibu was founded by the Ringe family, and he said there were three seasons in Malibu, spring, fall, and fire. So we know that this has been going on for a long time. It's just that we're not smart about how we take care, what kind of stewards of the land we are. But it is hopeful because we have the internet, which can help us, guide us towards bringing the planet back to where it's supposed to be.
You know, Carrie, to the audience, there are so many aspects of Carrie's life that are absolutely fascinating, and each aspect could be a book or a movie, at the very least a radio show. We have just just scratched the surface of this incredible woman. And what she is sharing here, in every phrase, there's a whole world of what we need to be exploring as people, as community, as the world. So thank you. And so with that, as we're coming to a close, what can you share with us today, other than we want to come see you, be in your energy, get to eat the food and all of that at the Malibu Fig Ranch and enjoy the ambiance, music, atmosphere, the bonfire. What are you saying in all of this new experience that we're embarking on together?
It's an unbearable lightness of being. There's a magic in the world that's available to us as human souls. Mm. And through our meditation and through a following of our intuition, it's the only way to feel great in life. And so we are Sherpas for each other, and we build a community based around helping each other.
And so you bring so much to this community of civilization, and being in what you've created on so many levels made me want to see this so many other places, as we talked about. So is that part of what you're thinking, or are there people that you're connecting with around the world that are saying, hey, I'm doing this too, or have we gotten there yet?
Yes, I think that this pandemic, the silver lining of it is for us to learn that we need to get back to our roots. And so as we go forward into the future, that has to be the agenda. About taking care of our future generations and not losing our grandparents too young, and allowing each other to thrive and have an incredible, bountiful life.
So your words are very powerful, and actually what you speak of is powerful. You've mentioned a couple times a silver lining, and yet you glazed upon the fact that you lost your house to fire and many parts of the farm and places, buildings that you have built, put love and energy into and all that. And you glazed over that and went straight for the silver lining. If as we end here, how do you do that? How can you go there? It's only been 2 years and the house is still burned.
Well, I think like all of us, the fabric of our life is a quilt of tests and opportunities, and everything can be used as a stepladder or stepping stones or stepladder to a higher ground. And as we sit quietly and separate from the ego nature, we find this incredible optimism and lightheartedness that comes no matter what the trials.
Wow. Well, I experienced you living your words, and so thank you for that. I look forward to you leading us all more down this path, and us all using more of our intuition as we go down it. And I think that's the first thing you said to me, something about my intuition. How's your intuition? Or I think even before saying hello, it's that important to you.
Well, you know, the next time I'm going to say, bring out the prayer beat, your prayer beads. I want to get some of those prayer beads that you made.
I mean, you call them baubles.
I'm Catholic, and I think we need beautiful prayer beads, because the rosary was definitely part of my growing up, and I have warm feelings about it, and I understand it so much more now.
Yeah, well, I'm understanding so much more. I think we're all understanding so much more. And yes, 5Bs are coming. Thank you so much. Looking forward to so many more conversations and helping support you and what is happening because of you and in this moment. On Facebook, go to Carrie Clasby, Kerry. Clasby, and then on Instagram it was Carrie Clasby, and also it was Malibu Fig Ranch, and what was the other?
Intuitive_forager,
and forager being Forager. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you.
Much love there, guys.
And now our Ask Dorothy segment. Dear Dorothy, my name is Teresa, and I live in Newport Beach, California. Up until now, I have always been able to enjoy life, even during difficult times. Now, however, I have been out of work for over 8 months, and I was doing okay for the first few months before it appeared that this lockdown situation couldn't possibly go on forever. And now that I am entering my 9th month of isolation, I have become deeply depressed. Fortunately, I have been able to get by with my unemployment money, so I'm better off than many who have been out of work as long as I have. I'm grateful to be able to pay my rent, my bills, but when I was working, I was so busy traveling from state to state, and I enjoyed my job and the people I worked with, and now there are just too many hours in the day with nothing to do. I have always read lots of books since I was very young and still do now. In the past, I would share some of the exciting things I gleaned from the books I read with my coworkers, and now there is no one to share them with. Please help me get over the state of depression, and it is getting worse with each passing day.
Dear Teresa, I truly understand that being isolated from your former coworkers and friends is difficult. However, there are many tools available to you to open up communication once again with your former coworkers. Since you shared your love of books with them when you were together, you can still do this now. It may be time for you to co-create a meetup group and start a book club. With all of the technology available to us, this can be done electronically. There are many social media platforms that could serve you, and you can actually see one another and communicate in a wonderful way. In fact, there are dozens of online book clubs in action already. I suggest you check out which platform is easiest for you to work with, and then contact all of your friends and former coworkers and begin connecting with them once again. You could also begin a blog on social media in which you can suggest some of the books you have read and inspire others to read them too. And please, dear Teresa, know that although this lockdown has gone on for so long, it is a temporary situation. And the more connections you make now, the sooner you will find your depression lift. I feel that so many of your former coworkers are in the same situation as you are, and that they will be very grateful for the reconnection that you can offer them. I trust that you will do the research and find the easiest and best way for you to reconnect, and not only will you feel better, I believe the ones you contact will feel better too.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. And with that, we have our musical guests coming up, the Beverly Hillbillies, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And joining us online are our musical guests who are calling themselves in jest the Beverly Hillbillies. And they have both been on the show before, and you know them as Lucinda Monroe King and Colin James Martin. Welcome, both of you, again, back to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, hi. Good to have
you
back.
Lots been changing since we last spoke.
And hi, Carrie.
yes, I know you all know each other. Well, because you were last seen performing at the Malibu Fig Ranch, Colin. So, you know, it's interesting, Lucinda, what you just said, because you both were on the show almost at the beginning of the stay at home when we were bringing our show into back into our homes and back, you know, doing everything ourselves over Skype, etc. So it was an adjustment period. But you said something really interesting. You said it feels like a lot longer, like it's a whole other lifetime ago.
It really does feel so different now. I feel like time has just, I have a new relationship with time, and I know a few other friends and peers of mine also feel the same way. It's just, time is feeling different, and I kind of like it, if I'm being honest. It's just a little bit more relaxed and less to do, and I just am enjoying life a little bit more. But yeah. Definitely missing, well, you know, festivals and hanging out with friends and more social events. But, you know, it's life.
Well, life. And the two of you obviously have continued to also be productive musically, at least. Why the cute name Beverly Hillbillies?
Well, actually, Carrie has been such a great host for us and a great container, like sort of an incubator for our music. We call ourselves the Beverly Hillbillies because Colin, I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of Colin for all the listeners out there, but he looks a little bit like a hillbilly. And I guess you could say I'm the Beverly Hills part of that equation. So we just kind of thought it was funny. And, you know, we were in our house a lot and we were just like, you know, playing with some ideas, and I was like, let's call ourselves the Beverly Hillbillies. And, you know, it just was fun for us. We just were having a lot of fun together, and I think that was something that we just liked the idea of it.
We haven't had any legal issues.
Not yet. But we're really more the Malibu Hillbillies. But we've been playing at the Malibu Fig Ranch for, like, nearly every week since, like, the initial lockdown released. And it's been outside and people wear masks, and it's just been incredible food, incredible company, and a place where we can just really let our hearts sing and connect with Carrie and her crew and just, you know, be amongst people again. It just feels safe there. So
yeah,
hope you all can make it out and get some food.
Lucinda, I'm glad you mentioned the crew, because we were introduced actually to each and every one of them, and I thought it was beautiful how they interacted as well. So there's so much that she makes so much wonderful stuff happen. Good energy there. And so people, if they want to see a picture of either Colin or you or the two of you, they can go to Instagram and go to the Beverly Hillbillies. That's the.beverly.hillbillies on Instagram.
Yeah.
Of course, you all have your own Instagrams, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But why don't we get to a song?
Let's sing.
Okay. What do we get to hear first? You hadn't decided earlier. Now what is it?
We'll do the love song first.
They're all love songs. Colin, they're all love songs.
That is
nice.
All love songs. I know there's a, this is just a real quick aside, but I watched a television show once on Netflix, and the opening scene is this close-up face shot of this guy speaking at length about the fact that every song is a love song in some form or another. And as far as monologues go in entertainment and film and stuff, it's one of the best ones I've ever witnessed. So every song is a love song.
Okay, well, this first one's going to be a love song to whom?
Well, it's called I Really Like You. And
okay.
It's for young lovers. It's for anyone that you have a crush on, that you're like, you know, maybe you've had a hard time with love. I mean, we learn a lot about love from movies and TV shows, but it's not really real, right? So this song is just sort of juxtaposing, like, you know, someone trying to find love and feeling a little like, you know, like a misfit in the world of media and the TV. So I feel like this song kind of like is the bridge to those worlds.
Okay, well, here are the Beverly Hillbillies performing I'm sorry, is it Like You or Love You?
I Really Like You.
I Really Like You. Okay, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Yeah. I've heard stories in books and songs about the lucky ones who find true love. Isn't it funny for the rest of us? Is fantasy and romance asking too much? Maybe I've been wishing on stars too long, waiting for the perfect one come along. Maybe I've been trying too hard to catch a shooting star, but they fade so fast. I really, really like you. Yeah, I really, really like you. Yeah, I really, really like you. Ooh, ooh, is there a chance, baby, that you like me too?
I've been on both sides of a broken heart. Maybe it's just bad luck so far.
So far, so far.
I want a love that can lift me up.
Your lightning strikes, don't leave a scar.
I really, really like you.
I really like you. Maybe I've been wishing on stars too long, waiting for the perfect one for my heart. Maybe I've been trying too hard
to catch
a shooting star, but they fade so fast. I really, really like you. I really like you. Yeah, I really, really like you. I really like you. Yeah, I really, really like you. Ooh, ooh, is there a chance, baby, that you like me too?
Is there a chance,
baby, that you like me too?
Oh, I really, really like that song.
Yeah.
And I really, really like you too. And I like you two together. This is awesome. that's Lucinda and Colin. Lucinda Monroe King, Colin James Martin. And they're known as the Beverly Hillbillies right now. Actually, Lucinda, you can find more about her and about other things she does at thespiritofeverything.com, right, Lucinda?
Yeah, it has hyphens in between the words, but yes, you can find me there or on Instagram.
And then
at Lucinda Dot Monroe.
Colin, are you still at homehereandnow.com?
That is a website that I have. It's inactive currently.
Okay.
And all right.
I'm in the process of sort of
he's rebranding.
I'm rebranding.
Well, the two of you do so much, and actually, in just a couple little bit, could you tell us, Lucinda, what you do at thespiritofeverything.com?
Absolutely. So I do sound healing, and I just actually did one on a retreat here in Sierra Nevada region, and
where we are right now, by the way.
Yeah, that's where. Which is kind of cool. I mean, COVID's all types of things, but we are, you know, teleporting in from a totally different region, which is kind of cool. But we just did a sound healing here for a group of people who are adventure seekers. So they did biking and ATVing and hiking. And so we just wound down with some nice sound healing and yoga. So we're doing retreats and things, but you can find me. I like to do private events, and I also do weekly things at the Mindry in Malibu. But, you know, I want to spread my wings and fly, too. So open to opportunities and retreats and all types of things. So hit me up if you want to experience sound healing.
Nice. And Colin, are you ready to share some of the fun stuff we can look forward to from you? Or we just have to stand by?
I would say always be on standby. But most notable, I do wear many hats, and I have many projects that I'm constantly evolving and moving forward. And currently, the main one is this collaboration with Lucy. So we actually just wrapped up the recording, and we're about 95%. Through a collection of songs that we recorded with a band of friends in a studio and a couple studios around LA, and we're going to start releasing those out as a.
I think in about a month we'll have.
I think we're going to
things on Spotify and iTunes. So.
And I think we'll do them one at a time for now, but there's much, much to come. This whole year I've been recording a lot of music and actually learning the practice and the art of recording and engineering and mixing computer programs and software and hardware and microphone placement and all this stuff. And I've learned so much and grown so far. And I'm really excited to actually, it's very close to the point where I'll be sharing a lot out into the world.
He's also helping me with my demos for my sound healing album that I'm working on. So he also does production and demos. So if anyone's interested in learning how to write songs and music themselves, he's an excellent teacher and a budding producer. So,
speaking of
nice,
I believe Mark Leger and I have collaborated a little bit on some music, and we definitely have some plans to continue doing so in the future because you know we're already good buds and
indeed, and he's not ready to talk about that yet. So he's where you are with some of your other projects. So But thank you for mentioning that. Agreed. And I look forward to that. Well, before we hear another song, I know that you two have cutesy names for each other other than the Beverly Hillbillies. I know, Lucinda, you are known to Colin as Peach. And
Oh, my God. Colin, I can't believe that he told you that. Did he tell you that?
You, Colin, as Cash. So, you know, Peach and Cash is actually a good name, too. I just want to put it out there. So with that... What song are we going to hear next?
This next one is a song called I think the
official, wait, I can't hear what?
I think the official title will be it's called Doing Something Right.
Doing Something Right.
Doing Something Right.
Okay.
It actually was created as an improvisation about 10 minutes after Lucinda and I met for the first time at a sound check.
Wow.
New Year's Eve.
Wow, is that about? Well, that was just as COVID was hitting, right?
Well,
yeah, it was a couple months previous.
Yeah, it was like 2 months before COVID was trickling over here.
Wow.
So we had to collaborate on music and go ahead.
Wow. What timing? Well, here are the Beverly Hillbillies singing live from the Sierras or something on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, doing something right.
And this is totally a song for finding that encouragement and empowerment to let this be our year of clarity, and we can only move upward from here, bring in that new paradigm,
mm-hmm.
as Carrie just said.
Exactly.
When I'm singing, I ain't got no fear. All your fears, my dear. Better get up out of here.
World is changing,
and we gonna be fine.
Amen, right?
Gotta turn on your lights. Ooh, better turn up and make it bright. I guess we're doing something right with our lives. I guess we're doing something right with our time, with our vibes, for our tribe. I guess I'm doing something right. I got a feeling we're walking the line. Time to leave the old world behind. Ooh, let's make a new paradigm. Cause it's a new year. It's a new world. Ooh, better get up and make it right. I guess we're doing something right. I with our lives, I guess we're doing something right. I with our time, with our vibe, for our tribe.
Come on, let's get this all clear.
It's 2020 and beyond. Keep it moving, keep it moving.
This is our year.
It's 2020 and beyond.
Keep it
moving, keep it moving.
La 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 la
la la la. Doing something right with our life. I guess we're doing something right with our time, with our vibe, for our tribe. I know we're doing something right with you by my side.
Wow. I can't wait for the video on that. That's totally awesome. The Beverly Hillbillies or Peach and Cash, Lucinda Monroe King, and Colin James Martin, and find them on Instagram at the.beverly.hillbillies, or find Lucinda at Lucinda Monroe, right?
Lucinda Monroe.
And then on Instagram, Colin Martin Creates, all one word. The two of you, thank you so much. How very special to have you again, and looking forward to the next time and the next thing you all are doing. That's great for you all and for the world. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure.
Always a gift to join.
And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, with a big thank you to our guest, Carrie Clasby. I hate to see it end because it's been so much fun, but our life has obviously changed, and as I trust all of yours has as well. So with that, ciao, everyone.
See you at the farm.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.